What's up, y'all? Nick Shuley here, reminding you that each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, the Game Time team and I help you chart the proper course to navigate the action-packed weekend in Austin, Texas with the Big Hat 4-Pack Plan of Attack. We know you love your sports, and so do we, but we also know you love to enjoy the entertainment scene in and around Central Texas and all that comes with it. From live music to food festivals and anything fun, we've got you covered.
Plan of Attack is presented by Big Hat Spirits, delivering the finest ready-to-drink super premium cocktails and mocktails from a local Central Texas-based company.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hola. Me llamo Eduardo Clements.
There you go.
Live at ESPN Cancun.
You've been to work in about a month and
a
half. With
Jeffrey Ward. Live.
And you come back to work after a month and a half, only to leave for another vacation.
See.
Yeah.
I have a wedding to attend.
All right.
Tomorrow. I can't really reveal, but I won't say that I'm going to Gotham City, but I'm going to New York.
Oh.
I've been invited to the wedding of the century.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
I didn't tell you that before.
No, you didn't tell me that before.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're even here today, just to get your tux.
I had to go come back from Mexico to get my tuxedo and get the wedding gift.
The wedding of the century.
Yeah, the wedding of the century. I got a really went to the Walmart here around the corner.
Got a tuxedo?
No. I got them a gift at Walmart here.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Is that where they're registered?
They're registered. They're registered anywhere because they're the most important people in the earth. So,
well, you know what I thought was funny is that couple that scaled the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
The Empire State Building or Netflix, I can't remember which one, issued a statement saying they weren't trying to interfere with the wedding.
The wedding, yeah.
Because that knucklehead who climbed the side of the Empire State Building did the dumbest thing he could possibly do. Dumber than climbing 1,600 feet, and that is getting married.
Getting married. Yeah, right there.
And I'd fall over the side.
Let me tell you what.
Let's hear it.
How obnoxious is this wedding? Let me just say this, because I love, I love. But Jeff, this is the most obnoxious thing.
Tell me what's going on, because I don't really even know what's going on.
Well, tonight's rehearsal dinner.
My daughter
dinner,
just told me. This is my knowledge of the wedding of the century.
Mm-hmm. And I know.
She's marrying that knucklehead.
She's married a Jughead.
Yeah.
A Jughead
football
player.
That's
what
I know a Swiftie would say about this.
Yeah.
They're not thrilled.
Married a knucklehead.
Yeah.
And they've rented out Madison Square Garden for tonight's rehearsal dinner. And then the ceremony is tomorrow at Madison Square Garden. The wedding itself.
Wait, they're getting married in Madison Square Garden?
Yes.
Wow.
How arrogant, ostentatious, how dumb is this? No, Jeff.
Is this fake news?
No, this is real news. They could get married anywhere in the world.
They also hired some security to beat up the homeless around Madison Square Garden to make sure it doesn't ruin Taylor's special day.
Is that true, everything you're telling me right now?
I'm serious as a judge.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not like the two need the publicity nor need the money.
No, and I keep thinking, are they going to have like an end around late and go, it was a big joke?
I think it's a joke. I think
they're donating. No, this was on Fox News earlier today.
Well, then of course. I mean,
they're donating $21 million.
Fox was at that Giants National Fair or whatever where no one's going.
President Trump's fair.
Yeah, that looks like it's a real blast.
They're giving $21 million to the food bank because they're just stopping traffic and holding up traffic. And really,
that's true.
Let me just say, they're taking away the 250th anniversary that the great leader has planned in D.C. with his harebrained wedding. But who gets married at Madison Square Garden?
Mm.
That's like getting married at the old Irwin Center or the Moody.
What?
Yeah, just dumb. Yeah, Irwin getting married at the Moody. It's the same thing, Jeff.
Well, who gets married on the 4th? Who gets married at all, first of all? But I'll hold that.
I love. But this is just.
Who gets married on the 4th of July? I think this is a joke. I don't think this.
No.
Surely they can't be that. That doesn't make any sense to me. There's no upside to that. What do they need? She needs more downloads?
They're egomaniacs. That's what they are.
He needs more attention, really?
They're egomaniacs.
Well, I'm
And it's
I'm sorry you're so upset about this.
I'm disappointed in Tay-Tay.
Oh.
And disappointed in Travis.
Yeah.
But he is a jughead. He'd go along for anything. Yeah, where do you want to get married? MSG, what's that? You mean where the Knicks play?
Yeah.
Are the Knicks going to be there? We going to have a basketball game? Dumbass.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's really offensive.
It really is just too damn much.
I like the couple that scaled the building more than I like them.
Quite frankly, I do too.
Yeah.
If I may be frank.
Yeah, be frank.
Let me just be frank.
Wow.
Well, I had a great time in Mexico. I know you mentioned it a lot.
Constantly.
Si, mi amigo.
I responded to all your texts.
Si. You didn't respond to any of my goddamn texts.
Sorry. Well, look like you're having a good time. I don't want to. What was I going to say?
Did you like the pictures I sent?
I did. They were very nice. You looked great at a nude beach. That's
really
thank you for
that. Could you believe those big turtles, those sea turtles?
Yeah.
Sea turtles hatching. It's Trey Campbell. Kyle? That's what his
name
is.
Me,
that's
Kyle.
Trey over there, yeah.
Kyle.
Steve.
Kyle, these giant sea turtles, like at 10 o'clock at night, would lumber from the Caribbean Sea up to near this house where we were staying, and they would dig, and then they plant themselves, and they lay eggs.
Yeah, that's.
And then in September, the little turtles hatch, and they run
until
back
those vicious
to the
birds come again.
Well, see, that's the deal. One of the staff members said it's big day when they know the turtles, because they'll have staff out there to shoo away the cats, the varmints.
Why didn't you go do that?
The birds. I may go back and do it.
Why didn't you do it then?
Because they were hatching. They're not ready. They're not ready.
Just be prepared to shoo away the birds and save the young turtles.
I'd like to go back. That would be very exciting.
You were just there. You could have done it then.
Well, no. They were hatching. Here, let me show you my turtle video. Let me show you the turtle
video.
Yeah. Video of the turtle. It's fantastic.
You know what? You didn't miss anything except... I've never heard people so... I've never seen so
look
many
that.
Tweets.
Isn't that something? That's from my room.
That's
isn't
great.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Look at the moon. Bella Luna.
I've been to
see
the
see that
beach.
Big hole?
Yeah.
That's where turtle was.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Where's my turtle video?
Yeah. I've never seen people so worked up about soccer.
Oh, yeah. God sent you that.
They did send me that.
You would, your son.
I know.
I wish he was going to... I wish he was with it. I sent you that picture, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's having nice a Modelo.
Yeah, you're having one of 12 Modelos.
Uncle Modelo.
Thank you for that.
They started calling me Uncle Modelo.
I bet they did.
Uncle Modelo's drunk again. Here, look at that. Look at that.
I'm looking at it. There's the turtle.
Is that not the dead? Trey,
yeah.
Trey.
Yeah, that's what they
I
do.
I mean, Kyle. I mean,
audience.
Trey.
Look at it, audience.
Wow,
look
that is a big
it.
Turtle.
Look at it, audience.
It's a big turtle.
You are the regular Jacques Cousteau that's drunk.
Well... Let me say, after not drinking very much for the last year.
You made up for it, yeah.
At tequila. Why is the tequila better in Mexico? Why is the tequila better?
I think probably everything is better in Mexico.
Went to the duty-free shop at the Cancun airport, and got a lot of tequila.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a tequila person, so I don't know where to start with that.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
I was just drinking it out straight.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. But let's talk World Cup, because here's the deal. Those people, why your son would have liked to have been with me, we went to Playa Morelos, which is a fishing village, and then went to Playa del Carmen for lunch and shopping.
Yeah.
They had so many soccer jerseys. That soccer jersey that son Ben bought, it's a Manchester City, from the big dude from Norway.
Erling Haaland.
Yes.
Yeah.
He bought his jersey.
Sure.
$35.
Here it'd be $175.
Yeah, $35. Yeah. Bucks. I bought a pair of Ray-Bans.
Did you buy a Rolex too?
Well, I bought some Ray-Bans.
Yeah, sure.
The guy
did.
Started at $56.
Yeah, I see.
$56.
Right. Those Ray-Bans, huh? Yeah.
$56.
Yes, sir.
Guess what I paid for it.
I also have a Rolex.
Yeah. And I've
and you talked him down to
$20.
$28.
It was $20.
And they're broken already.
And then I tried to get a watch, and this guy got mad. And I'm leaving. He goes, "Hey, I remember you. I saw you at the gay bar."
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, I remember. No, I
Good
saw you at the gay bar.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Man, no matter where you go, somebody's there to roast you.
Oh, yeah, I know. I felt you were
treating the guy like garbage.
It was just doing what you're doing.
Those are
Mexico.
Rolexes straight from the factory, man.
Straight from Switzerland.
You're trying to talk them down. That's
yeah.
A $12,000 watch.
I know.
You were trying to talk them down from $80.
Yeah.
Well, you were there while Mexico played, and then three people died in the celebration.
My boys got invited by this concierge, Nestor de Camarillo. Really great guy. I gave him a Longhorn shirt. And he invited the boys to go with him.
He just gave him a shirt. He wanted a tip.
I gave him a tip, and I gave him a nice long. I got a picture of Nestor in here. But Nestor said, boys, he was going, this is crazy. This movie theater house in Cancun, where they had it on three screens. He goes, oh, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
The popcorn's good. They got popcorn. They got tequila. And, you know, that game, Mexico, got delayed with Ecuador. And, yeah, he got home about 1:30 or 2, but said it was wild. And that country's crazy over that. And that 17-year-old kid, number 19, that dude is really good.
Yep. Yeah, they love him. A good buddy of mine was there. He's been in Mexico for a month.
Really?
Going to games.
It's a beautiful stadium. You know what the most gorgeous stadium I was in?
In Monterrey.
Guadalajara.
Is that the one in Guadalajara?
Guadalajara.
I couldn't tell where that. Okay,
it's spectacular.
It is spectacular.
With the mountains in the background.
Yeah, that's nice. I didn't know that was Guadalajara. I thought that was Monterrey.
Nestor's from Guadalajara.
Okay, great.
Founded in 1582.
Sure.
Now run by the cartel.
I really. I mean, they have good reason. They're always excited, but they have better reason than ever before to be excited. It's a different looking Mexican team that historically has been kind of clunky and defensive minded, and I think they know they've got something. I wouldn't want any part of them,
especially I guess when they face England at Azteca on Sunday. Now, Jeff,
I wouldn't want any part of them.
What about the United States? The United States won last night over Bosnia-Herzegovina at Levi Stadium, but they kick the American player out, red card him, and you think that's huge ramifications for the rest. This is devastating
news.
Here's
the way I couch this. Do you want the face painter storyline, or do you want the objective, this is a giant problem storyline?
I'd like the non-face painter story.
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't have a problem. I think the bigger issue that people should be complaining about is why is somebody automatically suspended for another game? That's college football stupid-like.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the days of targeting is the wrong thing to do. It's a terrible, vicious foul. But it shouldn't automatically mean you're suspended. So for this guy, it was a foul. He went in, as a rule, you don't go in cleats first on people. You don't go in from behind on people. It's like hacking
a
guy.
But then the guy slid into him, though, didn't he?
It's like taking a guy out. It's going up for a layup. Just don't go there. But whatever. And I, you know, you can debate whether or not he should have been sent off. I don't think so. But they've done that in the World Cup, which I think is a mistake. They've been very quick to kick people out of games. But then the bigger issue is you're losing someone for the next one. And I don't think that's fair at all. And I think that's just a stupid way to operate the tournament. And it's a brutal blow for the U.S. They don't have another goal scorer. This is a guy unlike anyone they've had in decades.
This is a British kid, really.
He was born in Brooklyn.
Born in Brooklyn because mom and dad were stuck over there. British
citizens.
That's
right. And so he was born in a hospital in Brooklyn.
And we didn't revoke birthright citizenship, so he's still
not
good.
Yet. Yes, that's right.
He's
birthright
still good.
Citizenship is just give the Supreme Court time. But
no, they vote. No, they're not going to mess with it.
Yeah, I know. But give them time. Maybe they'll come around and rip that away. But he's Balogun is his name. He's a real back to the goal, old school, the ball just ends up in the net kind of guy. It's like, you know, in basketball, there's just scores, right? And they
score. That's what they do.
They get hot and they score.
Yeah.
And so he's that. And the U.S. doesn't have that. And so they're going to have to change the way they play.
Mm.
They have to. It's going to be interesting. It's a good test.
I thought Belgium was very fortunate. Belgium was so fortunate to get by Senegal.
That was incredible.
That comeback.
I felt terrible for Senegal.
Oh, I did, and I felt terrible because when they had that free kick that was it Sunday that was so damn good with all the penalty.
Oh, you like that.
Oh,
I know.
God, that was good.
I know. You want to fast forward to penalty kicks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, the U.S. played really well with 10 guys, but Bosnia was number 61. I know people around here act as if they just beat, you know, Pele and Brazil of 1970, but the Bosnia team was ranked 71 or
really?
61. Yeah. So, you know, pump the brakes a little bit. The real, I mean, if you just want to say how good are things, you'll know on Monday. That's the ultimate test.
Game against Belgium.
Is the U.S. better than 16th? They should be better than 16th.
I felt bad for Senegal yesterday, and I felt bad for the Germans too. I thought they kind of got jobbed when they scored that goal, and the goal got kicked away, taken away when they collided with the goalkeeper. Did you feel that way too? Then they lost in the penalty kick.
No, or? I mean,
really,
yeah. You didn't feel that it'd be like saying Texas, got lucky in an interference call to beat Texas State. You got to be you're a blue blood. You got to be better than that.
That was a bad day for the Axis of Evil. Yeah. The Japanese went down.
I didn't know the Germans were the Axis of Evil.
They were part of World War II, Jeff. If you know your World War II history.
Well, I do. But
Germany, Japan,
I didn't know they were part
Italy.
Of the Axis of Evil now.
Well, I think that's what one of my texts you had a few Pacificos.
Yeah, wow.
Worst
and
day
Japan
for the Japanese
now is in
and the Germans.
Axis of Evil too?
Pardon me?
You putting the Japanese in the Axis of Evil now?
Mid-42, it was Japanese.
Well, 2026.
I'm taking a story, and I sent you that text.
I know, I read that.
That was texted by millions.
Right now.
That was, a bad day, worst day since spring 1945.
Sure.
Japanese Germany goes down, and the Japanese, boy, they were game, though. Let me tell you
I
what.
Love them.
They were so game.
It's unfortunate they got the draw they did. Otherwise, they would be knocking off big teams. But
Does Mexico beat England?
I hope not.
I know you're the Three Lions guy.
They're not feeling good about where they are right now. And the Mexican team is just feeling really good about where they are. I would not want any part of that Mexican team in Azteca.
And the
I don't know what the number is right now in the betting line.
7,000 feet, whatever.
They're a mile and a half?
At altitude, yeah.
Yeah, I would want one in. They're good. It's not a fluke. I wouldn't want, and they are tenacious. They are scrappy. And the English have got some issues. They look soft.
Mm-hmm. They do look soft.
Soft.
To you. Okay.
And that Mexican team is not soft.
No.
They are gritty.
No. And that 17-year-old is phenomenal.
Yep.
Nestor told me that he's got a contract.
All your new soccer knowledge from Nestor.
See, Nestor.
After you didn't tip him.
We drink tequila and watch soccer. Huh. He told me, Nestor told me, that he's got a deal because we said, is he going to go? He's that good. Is he going to go to the Premier League? He said, no, he's signed with Guadalajara or Monterrey or some city for a few years. And he's got to get out of that contract. But I don't know if the you-know-who's involved with that team, the you-know-who's that I couldn't mention down there, the you-know-who's.
According to you, anyone that makes any money is in the cartel.
See.
If you don't tip Nestor better, he's going to end up in the cartel.
I tipped Nestor and gave him a Longhorn T-shirt. Where's that
well,
picture?
He's really appreciative of that.
Yeah. All I get is a T-shirt.
Yeah. I mean, it's a terrible break for the U.S. I mean, it would be really impressive because they have other good players, obviously, but you don't have that. Like, that's a...
You're a very unique player. Yeah.
For them, it is. It's the way to win. It's like, let me come up with a basketball. Well, I'll tell you what my analogy is. An NFL team that loses its pass rusher.
See, Nestor.
There is.
Yeah. Nestor.
Yeah.
My man,
he really wants
Nestor.
To shoot the finger at that picture because you're not tipping him.
There he is. Look at that.
Yeah. Right? Ed gave him a T-shirt.
It's
that's going to cover him for the whole week.
He looks pretty happy.
He looks happy. Yeah. That was from that was a brand
Soon
new
as
shirt.
Ed left, he was cussing him.
Brand new shirt I'd gotten
Stupid
from Sue Patrick.
Drunk
and he was
American,
going.
Never tipped me.
He was dressed going to the soccer match. Got that from Sue Patrick, took him Texas football T-shirt.
But like, okay, think about, here's the way I would think of it strategically. So if an NFL team lost its best pass rusher, that's what this is. So you have to come up with different ways to play. Mm-hmm. You have to bring players from different places.
See.
That's kind of what they have to see. Okay.
See.
Yeah. How many pesos you have left?
Man, that confused me for a week.
Yeah.
Because I'd look at stuff and it'd be like, A thousand. I'm going, well, we're going to spend that. It was 1,000 pesos.
Your favorite publication, the Daily Mail, now is reporting Taylor and Travis's cars have arrived at Madison Square Garden.
Yes. That's an early time for a rehearsal dinner. What the
disgusting.
Hell?
This isn't true.
Yes, it is all true. It's all true.
Give me a break. What's the over-under in this marriage lasting? All right, let's
We do
start
have
it.
A bet. There'll be no child. Which way did I
Wait,
have?
Wait, wait.
You don't think there's going to be a child?
No, you bet there's going to be a child soon.
Damn it.
I think you did. I have no idea when we made that bet.
Well, I think I made
All
the
right,
bet.
All right, let's set the over-under on the length of the marriage. Forever, 10 years or less, 5 years or less.
Go. I'm going to say 10 years or less.
Yeah, I'm with Ed on this.
10 years or less.
10?
She was with that other guy for a long time.
Who was the other guy?
Yeah. Joe Alwyn or something. She was with him
she
for
was
like...
She married before?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if they were married,
Did
but they were
dating. Did he
take
her money?
Probably.
Yeah, good.
I don't know if they actually got married. I think they just dated, but they were together for like 9 years.
Really?
So, forever. You got to up it to 15 years or stick with 10?
I'm going to say 10.
I'm going to go 7.
Anyone taking... Okay. See, anyone taking 5 or less?
I think
whose marriage lasts longer? The couple that scaled the Empire State Building or Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift?
I think that's obvious. The people that scaled the Statue of
Yeah, if
Liberty,
you're willing to go...
Empire State Building.
Go through a near-death experience.
Gonna last
I, think
longer?
I think their marriage will last.
One or both are going to be dead before long.
Well, they'll be staring at married, and one of them falls, big tree fall yeah. hard, falls down something.
The other one jump?
Pardon me?
Well, they're scaling every tall building. Do you think the other one jumps if
no,
one goes down?
No, it's accident, though. Accident.
I know, but if you see your husband go over the side, you go, damn.
You go, is the insurance paid up? Yes.
Okay, you think their marriage
will last longer than
Travis, Kelce, and
yeah. Yeah, I think it will.
Huh.
I don't want to curse any marriage. You right. know what I mean? Don't want to do that.
Yeah, did it to mine.
But I didn't do that just because I didn't go to your second marriage. You're still holding that against me, aren't you?
No.
You were very disappointed. I know you're disappointed.
Sure. I was really disappointed, actually. Yeah, I thought you were joking, and you're not kidding. They're really going to Madison
yeah,
Square
oh,
Garden
sure.
to
oh,
get
yeah.
married.
Well, haven't you read that at
no.
3 o'clock in the morning?
I'll be honest with you. I've not seen this at all.
Good for
I thought you,
Jeff.
Were joking.
No. Madison Square Garden. I thought it was a joke several months ago when I first... That's nobody. They can go get married in Lake Cuomo. They could get married in Lake Brownwood. They could get married in Lake Travis. They could get married...
They could be Bastrop State Park.
Exactly. Exactly. Anywhere they want.
So how do you get to go to Madison Square Garden to go to their...
What do you mean? You have a taxi or something? What?
Well, no. Do you get it... Is it invitation only?
Well, what do you think, fool?
It's Madison Square Garden.
I know.
Buy a ticket.
They, I think we'll see the pictures from TMZ. I'm sure they have it all decorated where they're not going to... You think they're going to allow fans there?
I don't know. What's the point of going to Madison Square Garden?
That's what I say. That's ostentatious. Ostentatious.
So how many people will be in attendance?
1,000. I think 1,000 tomorrow and 100 tonight for the rehearsal.
Maybe I'm sorry. Maybe I've missed something. Where is she from?
Hell, I don't know.
I know she's from somewhere around Philadelphia.
She's from Pennsylvania.
I don't know. It's weird. This whole thing is weird to me.
They're gonna do it. It's got to be a big trick.
And then to have a rehearsal dinner,
she's gonna release a song or something.
Then have a rehearsal dinner there when you actually get married in New York, but why don't you go to one of the finest restaurants or? But not to go have a catered affair, have the hot dogs and the pretzels and...
The chicken nuggets.
Yeah, the vendors. Hey, hot dogs. Spike Lee, you want a hot dog?
Wow.
Is he stupid?
Yeah, that's really offensive.
And it's offensive because they're shutting down that portion of New York City, a very, very busy, busy portion.
I'm going to say 5 years or less.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
No children? I think they'll have a...
Yeah, she'll have a kid. The Swifties will want a kid. It's not his.
Just like his?
No, they just won't want it to be his kid. The Swifties aren't going to want her to have his child. That's what I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to like that. They're not thrilled with him. He's not a bad guy. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Just kind of an old football player.
Yeah.
We know 1,000 of those guys.
Yeah. So The Swifties, they're not happy with him.
Is that what your daughter says?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They rip him. I hear from the back seats. They're ripping him.
Really?
And I said, do you girls think he looks like he works at a food court at a mall like I do? He dresses like
a dork.
He's 17 years old.
He dresses like a dork.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break.
And isn't he pretty stupid?
Here we're getting pictures of famous weddings here on ESPN.
Isn't he pretty stupid?
Jeff, I don't want to label him.
He's stupid.
I think he's stupid.
In his own endearing way. Yeah. I mean, he's kind of out there. So I'm not saying he's not even going to be a star on the podcast. I think he will. He's an incredible player, too.
They are already stars, he and his brother, with their podcast.
Well, I'm really disappointed now that you've dropped this on me today. Am I a little late to the game here?
You're exceedingly late there, Pods.
Right before the
game. They're on their way to their rehearsal dinner you just found out they're at MSG. See, it's kind of bad, though. Travis's mother's been shut out on all this, too.
What?
Yeah.
I thought she was there.
Where are you getting
No, she's there, but she's been shut off on all the planning.
Out? Well, that happens sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, break time. More as we continue here on this.
You know that Pete Terry's is giving away free burgers after the U.S. wins?
Everybody know that. What they're doing, you have to, it's buy one, get one free. Yeah, I'm going by when I leave at 5:15 on the way to the airport to go to New York. Yeah.
Buy one. Is that true, too?
Yes,
I don't know what to believe at this point. I'm confused.
What do you read it to at night?
I mean,
don't you read the important stuff about celebrity weddings and food giveaways?
I don't. I don't know how I missed that. You would think I would scroll across some of this
stuff. All day long. Buy one, get one free in celebration of the win over Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm learning a lot today. Good thing you're back. I never even mentioned
would
this.
Would you
wedding.
Walk over there and flip the calendar?
Oh,
flip the calendar.
Calendar celebration, too.
Cassis Village Shell
right,
calendar.
Take a guess what the next one would be. Trey, you want to go first?
Summertime, I'll go beach. I'll go Texas beach scene.
Yeah, I'm going to go beach, too.
Well, Texas beach.
For June, we got a women's soccer game at Rice University.
Well, it's probably for the World Cup and everything. I go beach setting. Something on the beach. Jeff is over there flipping, and he's flipping, and it's beach!
It's a beach!
It's a beach! Nice. I'll be a son of a beach!
I think that's Galveston.
I don't even think that's anywhere in Texas.
Oh, I think...
Oh, that's clearly Crystal Beach in Galveston.
You sure?
Looks like it.
I don't think we have lifeguard stands in this state.
Trey knows his Texas beaches.
I don't think we have lifeguard stands in the state of Texas.
Well, I believe...
I think we've got a fake calendar.
It's a beautiful beach area. All right, back with more.
You're trying to tell me that's Galveston? Where are the rebel flags? Where are the Aggie flags?
Where are the MAGA flags?
Right. I mean, I don't see Trump's face anywhere.
They caught him on a slow day.
They're
right?
all in Port Aranzas this weekend.
Yeah, they're
see
in Myrtle Beach.
Camino's flying a Confederate flag.
Back with more. 102.7 ESPN right after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN. You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
A happy day before the 4th of July here, 2026. Our nation's 250th birthday. It does not have the luster of...
You know, today's the 2nd, right?
So oh,
tomorrow
gosh.
Will be the 3rd.
Okay, damn it.
Yeah.
You're still on Cozumel time.
I'm still on Cancun.
Cancun
time.
That's right, Troy.
So we'll have the best of shows. We're not going to be here tomorrow, by the way. Did you get that memo? Did you read that memo? You don't have to work tomorrow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. Unless
Why?
You.
Why not?
Because it's a federal holiday.
Oh, please.
You could still come do a show.
Come do a show
yeah,
if you want to.
You could still do
come
a show
talk
if you
to
want.
Yourself.
Yeah.
To start. Hi, I'm Jeff Ward.
Yeah. Hey, I could drop the F bomb, can't I?
No.
Oh,
I did part
on,
of our End Zone Club show live from the beach. Oh, man. Don't listen to the podcast of the End Zone Club from Saturday.
Woo-hoo. A lot of slurring.
Yeah. Modelo.
Yeah, look, at Texas Hardball Twitch Jeff, how in the world have you not heard about this wedding through your Swifty daughter, not buying it? I haven't.
Really?
I mean, not recently, it's never come up. And one, because I'm telling you, I don't think the Swifties like it. When the wedding came up before, I just said, what do you think of him? And then the girls in the back looked at each other before they said, we think he's kind of stupid.
Really?
And she's not.
No, she's a brilliant businesswoman, but
I'm not quite sure. I said, yeah, that's what I said. Don't you think he dresses like he's 17 at a food court? And they said, yes. That was the extent of the conversation, to be very honest with you, until Ed just dropped it on me. I'll have to talk to my daughter about it this evening. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she's going to be happy. I don't think they like it.
It's just
not that
weird.
Not that he's a bad guy. I think most people think nice things of Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
It's just, in their world, she is super smart, innovative, tough.
Independent. She's an independent.
And he comes across, just like he is, he's kind of a doofus.
What kind of a wedding scene will that be when you got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Mrs.
Andy
Mahomes... And you got a whole host of jugheads over here and athletes,
right.
football players. Then you have the music elite of the country, and she's got a lot of Hollywood-type friends. And you know she's got a lot of friends driving in from the Hamptons.
Oh, I know why Trump is pissed. He's not invited.
Exactly. And it's taken away from
his
big
celebrity. And he's got the biggest celebrity in our country, and he can't even get an invite. No wonder he's mad and doing that Freedom 250 garbage.
It's not garbage.
Yeah, it is. No one's there. Just a bunch of Lee Greenwood singing to themselves.
But it's not the luster as it was in 1976.
Yeah. I think Vanilla Ice will be there, too.
At the Trump party or the Taylor Swift party?
The Trump thing.
Ice, baby, ice.
It's ice, baby.
Ice, baby, ice. I just, it's going to be a weird,
Well, proudly, I will not watch a single second of that. Is it televised?
No, it's not televised. I think I've heard, here's another rumor, that she's recording it and they're going to have it on Netflix or something.
They're locking up the phones for everybody who attends as well. So it'll be like going to the mothership.
So they're going to do, it's going to be a Netflix show?
I've heard that. They're going to tape it and be a Netflix special, but that's speculation.
That's ridiculous, man. I mean, does she not have enough?
I know.
I mean, come on.
I don't know if this thing's going to last because when he retires, he's going to be going, hey, we going on tour? Let's go.
Yeah.
And he'll get drunk and probably get with one of her dancers and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he won't come home.
Was it not that long ago that he had $30,000 in his couch? It was so That's not a good sign.
Yeah.
That's a red flag, daters.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
But
that's a red flag there. I mean, you're pretty stupid on top of doing something else with cash.
Very seldom do these celebrity marriages really work out a long time because they live their lives, I believe, in separate worlds most of the time. When she was on that tour for so long, and he's committed to football from
July to January.
You don't
sound like a guy who's advocating love. You say you're going to advocate love, and I've gone in here and poured water on the whole thing. I thought you'd be talking it up.
Well, I don't want to wish them any ill with their marriages, but I would probably have a lawyer on speed dial if I'm her.
You think she hasn't done that? That prenup. The Harvard Law School wrote this prenup. You kidding me?
Oh.
Not that he doesn't need it.
No, he's well off
himself.
Her
money is different level money. That's different level.
He's at a private Learjet three times a year to take the guys fishing or playing golf trip. She's at the level.
Yeah.
She has her own.
Yeah.
Has her own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, at that prenup is 1,200 pages at $1,200 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
They've not missed anything.
Sure.
I wonder what that kid's going to look like.
Well,
she looks like E.T., and he's kind of a hairy looking
big guy.
Looks like Sasquatch.
Yeah. I don't know what that kid will look like. Austin, react. What will the kid look like? It better look a lot like him. That's all I can say.
Memo to the Ward boys. Find their daughter.
Yes. Find
her.
Find Taylor.
Get close to her.
Yes. Marry her.
Yes. Because no employment is necessary for how many generations of Swift children? Six? Eight?
Ten.
Ten. Me? It's the Rockefellers of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I got something to talk to my kids about now.
Yeah.
They're going to be impressed. Dad, you didn't know about this? I just found out at work today. Clements told me.
Mm-hmm. He knew all about it.
He knew all about it. He knew what they're wearing.
Yes. He's jetting off to New York. He's been invited.
Travis Kelce was wearing a light blue tuxedo.
Light blue tuxedo.
The ruffles.
Can you imagine? The music will be spectacular.
Who is the...
We don't know.
Who's the band?
We don't know.
That's a pressure. You're playing Taylor Swift's wedding.
Yeah. You wouldn't hire a band from the Catskills come on down?
Yeah, some DJ playing the 80s hits.
Hey, here's it from a... Hey, it's by Taylor.
Everyone get drunk and do the Macarena.
I did that this week, too.
You didn't.
Hey, Macarena. Yeah. Boy, howdy. At tequila's really strong and
don't
really
you know
good.
How sick they are of stupid ass Americans doing the Macarena. Mm-hmm. Every day they have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Another drunk American doing the Macarena.
Might have been the best they've ever seen.
You were? By yourself?
I think
under
so.
Under a disco ball.
I want to get your opinion on something. I know we don't talk much NBA, but if you're LeBron James, Cleveland or Golden State appears to be the finalists for the parade. We know he's from Ohio, but if I'm LeBron James, I go to Golden State and play with Steph and try to win one more with
They're
Steph
not
Curry.
Win one more.
They could. They could with
you
LeBron
think?
And Steph.
I don't.
Why not?
No.
They barely made the play-in tournament
exactly.
this year.
Now, am I living in a
I don't
world?
Even know
he,
he's not a... He's still an impact. He is. I mean, thing about the Lakers down the stretch, the only good thing they had going was him. But they're also missing their best two players.
Well...
I mean, I do think he helps. I just don't... I'm not quite sure I understand why Golden State wants him.
I would address that as who wouldn't want him. He's still solid.
Okay.
He's good in the locker room. He's really good in the locker room. We know that.
I tell you where I think he should be.
Where? San Antonio?
Right down the road.
Do they have enough basketballs for my man from France?
No, he'd have to totally buy in.
Mm-hmm.
But as we've noticed down the stretch, they have a kind of an issue with, you know, managing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe adding up and subtracting, and seemingly their coach doesn't really know what the hell he's doing.
You're kind of hard on him. You're just kind of hard
on him. They blew a 29-point lead.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Because the knucklehead told him to shoot.
Let's go, keep it going, put him up.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if LeBron James were there, he would say, guys, coach, get out of here.
Yeah.
Here's what you're not going to do.
Stop shooting the damn ball.
Stop or I'll have to fight you. I mean.
Yeah, he would have physically assaulted.
Yeah, so... I mean, but it depends on what does he want at this point? Does he want to win or does he want
win.
I don't know. Then don't go to Golden State.
He wants, okay.
Well, does he want a coronation or does he want to win?
He wants to win, but I think he wants to win with people he likes. And I read he likes Kerr, he likes Steph, Draymond. He likes those guys.
I get it. Sure. There's a lot to like.
The old guys. They're the old guys now.
Right. But. Adding him makes them younger?
No, of course it doesn't. Come on now.
Okay.
Adding, it's a special team. It's a long-ass season.
I know that. And he knows how to manage himself. And I'm not dissing him at this age still being a really good player. He is. I just can't figure out what it is he wants, you know, because when the deal went down, ESPN is all over the place saying this is about his happiness. And I kept asking the audience, what does that even mean?
Are you going to be happy living in Cleveland, Ohio?
Yeah. I mean, what's his happiness?
Well, that's where he's from.
I know, but still.
Is his happiness that he goes and gets another trophy? Or is he Tom Brady or is he wants a coronation? Which one of
those? What did Tom Brady want? He wanted
a trophy.
Okay.
He went to Tampa Bay, of all places.
But see, who would have thought he would have led Tampa Bay in his second year to a championship?
I know that was his first.
But his first.
Tom Brady. Second. Yeah, you're right.
Tom Brady knew exactly what he was doing, and he handpicked a place where he could win.
Okay.
And so I'm just saying with LeBron James, he can now, he doesn't need the money. Does he want to pick a place and go Brady and just go pick a place and win? Because that's what Brady wanted to do.
It would be intriguing.
Or does he want to pick a place to go and be happy and have it be a coronation where they honor him every single night?
It would be intriguing if he would go. And I've not heard of San Antonio
in
the mix.
They're not in it.
Or Oklahoma City.
I know. They're not going to do it. They don't need him.
No.
My only argument for San Antonio is you need a grown-up. Because the coach...
He showed his wrongness.
I mean, their whole team showed their immaturity down the stretch.
Back to winning a championship. If you ask 10 people on the street, I don't think anybody would have said, who's going to win the NBA? I don't think anybody was going to say the Knicks.
You're right.
So anything can happen. And I tell you, it could be.
Did you say anything could happen?
Let me say that once again. In the world of sports, my friend.
Did you learn that in Mexico?
See.
Wow.
Anything can happen.
I watched the Telemundo broadcast.
Do you?
Yeah.
We didn't watch it. We had weird. We had a TV. Guess what? We got the local news from Albuquerque for some reason.
Okay. I was about to admit something, but I'm not. You're going to make fun of me, so I'm not going to do it. Remember I just had that issue with weather women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
I'm having a similar thing now.
About?
Telemundo.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this, my friend.
I mean, I'm starting.
If you're starting
like
that obsession,
I'm starting watching TV again.
Let me help you. Let me help you with something that'll send you over the top.
Uh-oh.
Mexican series on Netflix. I'm watching one now called Oasis, filmed in Isla de Mar.
Your new hometown.
Right there by Cancun.
Yeah, where all your friends
and
are.
And I am at a shop looking at fine leather. In
what?
Playa de Carmen.
This is after you bought a fake Rolex.
Fake Ray-Bans.
And some tequila and some Ambien.
And there's this little Mexican woman at the back, and she's got her computer out, and guess what she was watching? I said, señorita.
Yeah, let's hear the sentence.
I said, señorita,
yep.
Oasis. And she goes, sí, Oasis. Yeah. Said, we were watching
what
the same show.
What she's thinking is, get away from me, perv.
No, she want.
That's what
she want
thinking.
A blanket. You want a blanket?
What are you gonna say to her next? Going to table dance?
No.
Perv.
No.
Leave him alone.
I thought about
you. I don't know about that.
Yell at my nephew. Hey, I remember you. I met you at the gay bar.
I like that guy.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, you see my question about LeBron. I mean, I don't know what
he wants. A championship.
You think so?
And I believe he can win with Kerr and Steph at Golden State.
You want to bet?
Yeah, I'll bet if he goes there, they're going to win it. Yeah.
I'll take that bet, too.
I'll take that bet,
Trey,
too.
You want to get out
I'm
with
getting
me?
In with Jeff on this one.
Come on.
We got 1.5 bottles of wine. Trey's going to go for a half. I'm going 1. You got Golden State. We've got the field.
I got Cleveland. I'm saying he's going to Cleveland.
Okay, let's do that. Thank you, Trey.
I'm not playing that game.
Well, that's the only logical deal. If he goes to Cleveland... And I don't know anything about Cleveland.
They're pretty good. They could win a title with LeBron.
Whoa. They got boat raced in the playoffs.
They're pretty good. I think that if LeBron comes back, I think they could be contenders. They'd have to figure out who's going to play point guard because I don't think it's going to be James Harden.
Has there ever been a famous, I'm not talking about any athlete, I'm talking about famous, he's next level famous, that has gone back to the same franchise 3 times?
Gretzky?
Would that be 3 times?
It'd be 3, right?
No, not Gretzky. Yeah, that would be 3.
It'd be 3.
Damn.
I don't think Gretzky went back to the Oilers.
Has any famous athlete ever gone back to a franchise 3 times? How many have gone back twice?
What, do you think he's in the transfer portal or something?
Yeah. How many have gone back twice?
Oh, I sent you that picture about where he's going to go.
Yeah.
What did you mention on
the
radio?
You really thought you were funny there.
I did.
You really had some comedy rolling in the text messages. I didn't laugh at any of them.
Well, I sent that to some tech people, and there's some dents. Who's that? I said, it's LeBron. He's going to tech.
Yeah. I did see that.
Yeah.
I didn't respond. Sorry.
Golly.
Sorry, I didn't respond to anything.
I'm trying to
except the time you were nude. Yeah, I don't want to see a nude picture of you.
Hey, I remember you. All right, we got to take a break.
Wait. Has anyone... What
I don't
famous
know.
Player has been to the same franchise twice?
Okay, Brady was with 2 franchises.
He didn't go
same
back to
same franchise twice?
Same franchise twice. There's a trivia question.
Mario Lemieux.
Trey.
Sorry.
I'd love to argue with you, but...
I don't have no clue. You can say that.
Sure,
that's it.
Yeah, great. Outside of hockey and outside of... I would say soccer, but I can't even name somebody famous that went back to the same club twice.
Charles Woodson. He did it with the Raiders. Then he left for the Packers. Then he came back to the Raiders.
He did?
Yeah.
He did?
Did he finish with the Raiders?
Yeah.
Well, there's been a number of people who've done that.
You mean twice or three
times? Twice. Not three times.
But that's ceremonial.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people
they do
go
Major
back,
League Baseball. They
yeah,
do
they
that
go
a lot.
Back to retire as a whatever, as a cowboy.
Oh, Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did that.
He tried to go to Miami.
He did?
Yep.
Emmitt Smith?
He sure did.
Why?
I don't know.
Hmm.
He actually admitted later that he actually called him himself.
Hmm.
So.
Was Jimmy was that time?
No,
coaching there?
No, I think it was before Jimmy Johnson.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just, that would be wild if he went back to Cleveland for the third time.
Here's one, Allen Iverson. I think he went to Philly. Yeah, twice.
Hmm.
I could be wrong. I don't know if he went to... I know he retired a
but
Sixer.
It needs to be a situation where they're not doing it to go retire and, like, play one day. I'm talking about they go back for legitimate reasons.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right. Back with more on this Thursday, 2 days before, 2 days before the 4th of July edition here on 102.7 ESPN.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We've been talking about the World Cup USA versus Belgium on Monday. What are the odds on that game? Do you know what it is,
Trey? Yeah, I looked that up.
Yeah, I think Belgium has to be the favorite, of course. Don't you agree?
Do you know that the game last night was the most bet World Cup game ever?
Wow.
That's stupid American money.
USA is plus 155 to win.
So they're the dogs. They're, yeah.
Actually, underdogs. Yeah, that's.
Oh, they're plus underdogs. Yeah, big underdogs. Plus 155.
Belgium is plus 165.
I bet you by the time that game starts, it'll swing the other way. If the U.S. were to win, the sports books have admitted this, the platforms. They've all admitted, if the U.S. were to win the World Cup, they would lose their ass.
Just because Americans...
the money's 90% of the money had been flowing. Now, this was a smart bet. I gave people... I thought I was giving good advice. There was a bet, a prop bet, that I thought was the smartest one. It was a plus 110. The over-under was 2.5 goals. The prop bet at plus 110 was both teams would score. And I thought that was a smart bet. Sadly, somebody lost some money.
Hmm.
I thought that was the smartest one that I saw. So now they're an underdog?
That's how I read that. Am I reading that wrong?
Are they the favorite? Or are they the underdog?
They're the underdog, I think, because they're plus...
Yeah, I would assume they are the underdog.
Oh, wait, no, they're the favorite, because they're plus 155.
Plus 155.
It's not by much, but...
Yeah.
It says Americans in a toss-up.
Okay.
It's a pick'em, I guess.
Yeah.
I would think that's
reasonable. But we don't have the greatest player, though, for our best player.
I mean, look, they're going to have to... I don't want to repeat it all. Well, I guess we're not going to be here until the day of the game. I'm just saying that they're going to have to manufacture goals in different ways. The way they've been doing it, which is smart, and it's been really well done. And they, you know, I told people the game against Bosnia would not flow very well because Bosnia doesn't allow you to. They're clunky. They foul a lot. You can't get a flow going. But I thought the U.S. played pretty well, particularly with 10 men. It was smart. It was smart. They were compact. All the good stuff.
This DraftKings has moved the Americans to slight favorites. Minus 130 versus plus 105 for Belgium.
So the money's already going that way?
To the U.S. of A, yeah.
I, with real money, I don't know I'd go there. I'm not saying they, you know... You ready for a nerdy matchup?
Okay.
Christian Pulisic is going to have to play out of his mind to dominate. He's going to have to beat guys all over the field, and he's going to have to score now. What they've been doing is they're wide players, flanking players, the guys out near the... what you would call the sideline, beat their guys in front of them, and they're serving balls in to Balogun, who once it gets in there, he works like crazy, wins it back, and scores. They're not going to be, most likely, unless they have somebody coming off the bench I've never seen before. I mean, I think they're going to have to play Alex and Dejas, but he's not that kind of big body that can take up space.
Right.
That's where this Balogun is just a natural nine. Number nine is what we call him. He plays with his back to the ball.
Is Belgium considered one of the blue bloods of European soccer?
Yeah. They have one of the five best goalkeepers in the world.
Okay. What makes him great?
He doesn't allow the ball to go into his goal very often.
Oh, don't be a wise ass. I guess that would be it, but come on, I know I'm...
Well, first of all, he's the goalkeeper for, right, Trey, Real Madrid?
Real Madrid, yeah.
Oh. That's like saying, you know, you're the starting center fielder for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. You're probably not going to suck.
Who beat the Germans the other day? The
Paraguay, right?
Paraguay.
That was ugly. But
that goalkeeper, that was a giant guy for Paraguay.
Carlos, Orlando or something, yeah.
And the German goalkeeper, he looked like he was kind of a little,
What do you mean?
Octoon, baby. He looked a little scared.
No, he's one of the greatest players at his position of all time.
Well,
he's 40 years old, or close to it.
He didn't stop even.
They were good shots.
He was killing it before, just that penalty.
So yes, Belgium has... Some would argue, some doctor nerds would tell me he's better than one of the five best. So he's a great player. But otherwise, they're aging fast. Their generation of great players is passing. Kevin De Bruyne is a little clunky and slow. He got pulled out of the game the other day. So the U.S. can outrun him,
yeah.
I think. And I think the U.S. will beat him down the flanks. But can you turn those into goals and not give up a bad one yourself?
Had a good time, fun time watching Messi the other night, the little time he played.
Did you watch what I told you?
Yeah.
They work like crazy.
Yeah.
He walks around. They get him the ball in space, and he turns it, runs at people like their hair's on fire.
Yeah.
And it works.
When they didn't have to win or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just your man, Russell Crowe, who's coaching the U.S., he's going to earn his money now.
My man from Argentina.
He's going to earn his money now because I think he's going to have to go to that laptop and come up with something.
Spain crushed Austria today, 3-0.
It's because it was time for them to play.
3-0. Yeah, it's time for them to play.
They say, okay, now we'll play. Now we've been resting, and now it's time.
Son of a gun, I can't get off ESPN Mexico. Look at that. It's all in Mexican over here.
Yeah, well, that would be Spanish, but that's okay.
Well, Spanish.
I'm sure I didn't bother.
I think there's a translate option to where you can change
I'm sure that
this.
Didn't offend him at all.
Jugo, sí. ¿Por qué la comida siempre es mal? Football, baseball.
How would you order a drink? Let's hear it.
Cerveza, por favor. Modelo. Pacifico. Dos Equis.
Just pretty much whatever.
Yeah.
Grain alcohol at this point.
Yeah, it was one of those.
Nice.
Margarita.
Yeah. They didn't ever cut you off, though, did they? Or did they?
I was El Jefe. No, you don't cut off El Jefe.
I was going to say, there's no reason to cut somebody off there unless you're going to end up with the Turtles.
Back with more on 102.7 ESPN after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.